You're listening to Clock Radio Speakers with Armand and Doc. This week's episode is split into two sides. This is Side A.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Clock Radio Speakers. I'm your co-host, Armand Wake Up. You can follow me on all social media. I was about to say on all streaming services. Jesus. At Armand Wake Up, A-R-M-O-N-D, Wake Up, all one word. More important than that, please, please, please follow the official Clock Radio Speakers Twitter handle, which is at CRS Podcast. ClockRadioSpeakers.com is powered by Tumblr. You can get all previous 300-plus episodes there. We are also on, God, where are we at? Everywhere. Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, everywhere you get podcasts except for you know where because you know why. Instagram at CRS Podcast, Facebook.com/ClockRadioSpeakers, all that good stuff. Doc is here. What's up, man?
Everything's good, man. Y'all can follow me if you want at doc_beats. S not a Z. I have to add, not just on Twitter. I am now, I can't believe it. I'm on the gram.
Instagram doc, IG doc. You got a couple new nicknames this week.
Yeah, it's been a week. Y'all can follow me on a couple social platforms, but you should just follow the show instead. Things are good, man. It's getting cold.
Yes, it is.
So, you know, that has an effect on the kind of music I want to listen to.
Correct. And what you playing?
I'll tell you what album. I don't know if it's good for winter because I know it's only November, but like it's going to be like 16 degrees here tomorrow morning. So we're basically at winter.
Yep.
I don't know about this Kanye album as a winter album, man.
Interesting. Okay.
We're going to talk about Kanye in a bit.
Yep.
We got some random albums to talk about. We've got Drake, of course, getting booed at Tyler's Camp Flogna. So we got to talk about that. It's going to be a random week, but I like random weeks because we got some stuff to catch up on. We took a week off.
Yep.
We're back because it got a little heavy for the Kanye episode.
Yeah. Somebody left us a comment on Facebook and was like, I can't believe you guys spent 4 hours on a 27-minute album.
It's true.
Well, I mean, it's to be expected. Doc and I are clearly big Kanye fans.
Right.
And then this is such a polarizing project. And there was just a lot to get to. It was more than I think we might have spent 30 minutes on the music.
Well, you know.
Or the album itself.
Right. There's a lot to the narrative right now, you know.
Big facts.
I have a real pressing Kanye question to ask you.
Okay. What's up?
What was this man wearing on his feet at? At Camp Flogna, like
those Crocs, those Yeezy Crocs.
Yeah, it's like he thought to himself, "What if I took Crocs and made them more susceptible to the elements?" Like, see, that's a shoe you make when you live in California. That's what that is.
Yeah, you know, I feel like Kanye. I'm actually trying to work on my levels because I got a new preamp, so I look really, really, I look loud. So
you do look loud, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What about this? Is this better?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Okay, let's try that. So I'm talking louder now.
Oh yeah, you're peaking.
Oh geez, turning down even more. Okay. All right. What about now?
Getting close, but you're okay. You're under the red.
Okay, that's what's most important. I feel like Kanye has enough space to be like, you know, he clearly sees something that we don't. And I always think about Her. Do you remember that terrible movie? Her is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life.
I liked Her a lot when it came out.
Okay.
And I rewatched it like a couple months ago. Nah. Nope.
Yeah, man.
Nope. It's, you know what? How did I miss the creepiness before? That's a creepy movie, man.
Bro, that is a super creepy movie.
Very, very creepy.
Yes. So I feel like I was looking at how the world was and specifically what the people were wearing. And I feel like Kanye has an idea of like where that's going and that's what these Crocs represent. Because I feel like a lot of the stuff that we're like, what is Kanye wearing? Years down the line is like, you see a lot more people wearing it regularly. They're ugly, but I also said the 350s were ugly. I also said the 500s were ugly. I also said the 700s were ugly. So, I mean,
you're not wrong, but they became popular. Like, popularity and attractiveness are not the same thing with fashion sometimes. Like, listen, I know the 350s are unique, and I know people say they are crazy comfortable, but like, I don't think it's a step too far to look at them like in isolation as like a piece of art or a piece of whatever you want to call it and go, no, that's not like, that's not classically attractive.
Yeah.
That's not a crazy statement to make.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah. Okay. You want to talk about Kanye? Quick you update on where we're at? I mean, what else do you want to talk about? Oh, we could talk about your man, Tyga. The most important thing we could possibly talk about.
All right. So, Doc, what happened?
So, it was in 1996. Is that when the song came out?
No, it was 97.
So, you know what? Okay, hold up. It came out in 93 originally. No, 95. Came out in 95 originally.
Wow.
At least in the US. But I think it really blew up like 95 into 96.
Wow. They pulled a Lizzo.
Yeah. I mean, for like end of the year chart for it was the number one song in the U.S. in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it blew up in the summer of 96. I remember that. Okay. Macarena was what would you describe it? So it's definitely a one-hit wonder.
It was a phenomenon, though.
It was a complete phenomenon. Like, yeah, it was viral before viral was a thing.
Absolutely.
There's a really great video you can find online. So the week that it really, really blew up to be like number one in the country was the same week as the 96 Democratic National Convention.
Oh, God. I already know what happened.
There's a great video of like people at the convention trying to do the Macarena. And there's like, this is 96. So this is 23 years ago. So a younger Hillary Clinton, they've got her on camera like clapping along to the Macarena. It is so 1990s. Like it is peak 90s.
Is it like the video? Do you see the video of the like all the Microsoft big wigs?
Oh yeah.
They
were
dancing and people were saying that it was white pastors that dancing to Jesus King.
Yeah. I mean
which is very true. Definitely saw that about a week or two ago. Absolutely.
What song are they dancing to on Jesus King?
Probably Follow God.
It's not really a dance song.
But it's like, it's the most up-tempo song on the album, right?
I mean, it's funnier in my head if I imagine like a bunch of like white dad pastors like getting down to water on stage. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of funny.
Oh,
actually.
No, that's the song you play during offering time. They're passing the bucket around and water comes on.
Have you already worked out in your head like this is the Jesus is King church playlist? Like this is the order?
No, if I was still at my old church, I would have had to done that because I used to run sound. So,
oh yeah,
I would have been able to play that. But now, no, not yet. And I kind of don't want to just because I don't know. I just feel like that's corny, but whatever.
There's a Macarena Christmas song?
Of course there is.
Oh, man.
Just like there was a bunch of how many remixes to Livin' La Vida Loca was there?
Livin' La Vida Loca. It's so hard. Like that is, it's always interesting to like try. There are certain like events that always happens where we're to try to explain them to somebody who wasn't really around for it. You just sound like you are out of your mind to try to explain that like all of a sudden in like 1999, Ricky Martin and what's his name who sang Bailamos? Oh, who was the other guy?
Mark Anthony.
Thank you.
No.
And there was another guy too, right?
There was. It was a whole Latin invasion because it was the two of them. It was J-Lo. It was, did Shakira come out in 99, 2000? Was she a little bit after that?
She was a little after that.
Let's hold on.
We're Googling Latin right now. I'm glad you're already there. Let's see. Ricky Martin. Oh, Enrique Iglesias.
Enrique Iglesias. Yes.
That was a thing.
Yes, it was.
Oh, man. Anyway, the Latin explosion. Like, to try to explain to somebody that, like, how that was a thing,
mm-hmm.
If they weren't around for that, they'd be like, huh?
I think they would find it weird that it was a completely different demographic of music that was taking over. Because I mean, so much exists right now at the same time, simultaneously.
Right. The idea that, like, there was this... I think, first of all, the idea that's like, wait, there wasn't, like... Latin-influenced music on the airwaves all the time would be weird to young kids now.
Right.
Right. And the idea that, like, it was this major thing and people were like, oh, look at this. And it, you know, I don't know. There's another good example. Like the 90s are full of stuff like this because like, it's only 20 plus years ago, but like really a lot has changed, right? Like I saw on YouTube the other day, an old episode of Talk Soup. You remember Talk Soup?
Of course. I love Talk Soup.
This episode of Talk Soup was from like 97 or 98. And it opens with like a little skit where they're spoofing. Do you remember how there was like 1-800 collect? And then there was like 1-800, and then there was like 10-10, 220. Yeah. And then the numbers kept getting longer. So it opens with this spoof of like 10-10, 220, 1-2-3-4. Like it just goes this whole thing. And I was watching that and I was like, this show opens with a skit that if you're under the age of 30, you would have zero idea why this is funny.
Yeah.
The idea that like, never mind people didn't have cell phones, that people used to like call a phone number so that they could save money on the call that they're going to make anyway.
Yeah.
You have to explain so many weird things about the fact that like long distance used to cost money. Like, and you just sound like the oldest person alive.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the Macarena is another great example of that. So your man Tyga, in his infinite wisdom, looked at this and said, I like Spanish guitars on a DJ Mustard style beat.
Well, he already had Mamacita, right?
Right.
Okay, so that has blown up. Also, I don't know if Tyga looked at it as much as Columbia looked at it. Cause he just signed that big record deal with them. I think it was at 10 million.
I mean, is it really? See, whenever I hear those kind of numbers, I always assume it's like NFL contract numbers where it's like, I mean, if everything goes well, I'm sure it's
correct. Yeah, sure. Okay. So, but they want to maximize that contract. So if it's, you know, if it's an NFL player who's making up to, who has the opportunity to make up to $20 or $30 million, they're going to try and get all those touchdowns and hit all those accolades so they can get that money. And this is clearly what Columbia is trying to do with Tyga.
Yeah. So considering somebody sampling Macarena, I felt like we really should just play it for the show so we can talk about it for 5 seconds because it's kind of funny.
All right. I have not heard this song.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. I like where this is going.
I have not heard it. So let's rock. Wait.
And we're off.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. Let's rock. No.
The horn's kind of nice though.
No, the beat's not terrible.
I like the beat.
Not terrible.
He's really just, he keeps trying to make Go Loco.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
We're done.
Okay. We're done here. You know what? I feel like you actually make a good point with that. Do you feel like Tyga had some envy? Did he get that YG record first and passed on it? And YG was like, ha ha ha. And Tyga's like, nope, give me exactly, you know, it's the Hit Boy thing where a bunch of people passed on, you know, Niggas in Paris. So it blows up for Jay and Kanye, and there's a bunch of people who are like, give me Hit Boy beats. Trying to recreate that sound. Where is Hit Boy? Oh no, he was on.
He just put out a project.
He did.
You know, I give him, like, it's one of those things where like, he had, I mean, really arguably since what? When was Jay-Z video? Was that 2013?
Which one?
Didn't he literally make a song called Jay-Z video or something like that?
Jay-Z interview.
Jay-Z interview. Thank you.
Yeah, that was like 2013? Yeah, 13.
14 in that range?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look this up. Jay-Z interview. 2013. Yeah. So, you know, he's been trying to like be a like big name solo artist for 6 years. Mm-hmm. And he's had some low-level successes, but, like, he hasn't hit it, right? And he's still with it. He's still sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
I give him credit. He hasn't given up yet.
Yeah.
So you think Tyga's got one with Macarena?
You know, you can never tell. That is a viral video away.
I was just going to say, you think Columbia opened up the TikTok budget?
It's TikTok, Triller, like, it is one of those away. Now, Tyga can't do it.
No. It's got to appear to be, like, organic.
Yes.
Even if it's not.
Yes.
But then once it gets to a certain level, then he can be like, oh, look at this. And then he can retweet it.
Yes.
It's his whole big game.
Excuse me. Yes. Absolutely. Yep.
Anything else you want to say about Tyga?
Nope.
I didn't think so. What do you want to talk about next? We got... You want an update on Kanye?
I got that beat stuck in my head. Yeah, let's get Kanye out the way.
Number one.
As I don't want to spend too much time on Kanye.
No, we're not going to spend too much time on Kanye.
Okay.
He went number one.
Yep.
And we have a video.
Well, let's... Before we get into the video.
Yeah.
So he did, what, 276?
Yeah.
And how many of those were physical sales?
Over 100.
That's really, really good in this climate, right?
Those numbers are because he was doing the direct sales online for sure.
Correct. Absolutely. That's what I was saying. Like he kind of took, as we said,
it's
we
Travis
took
Scott.
Some of the stuff off Travis. Well, yeah. It's not a Travis Scott thing. Travis may have perfected it.
Sure.
I would say. But no, absolutely. Absolutely. He should have bundled a CD with his merch.
Wait, the merch didn't include a download?
Oh, you know what? It did. I don't even think I got a digital download.
Yeah, I was going to say, but you do have to go and claim the download.
I don't even remember the... Let me look at this. Go ahead. You go back and talk about the Follow God video.
Yeah, and so he had already had out in the days after the album came out, he had a lyric video out for Follow God, I think,
mm-hmm.
which is typically a good indication that they realize, oh, this is what's doing numbers. So let's make sure we've got something official on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But we get a Follow God video. It's an interesting video. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredibly simple, which is kind of the hallmark. Typically, I shouldn't say kind of. It is often the hallmark of this particular director. His name is Jake Schreier. He's for years, he's done all the Francis and the Lights videos and he's done other movies and stuff like that. I've met him a couple times. Really nice guy. But he tends to do, I would say, it's like a lot of his videos will be, they might appear to be super simple, but there's a lot of like hidden stuff that's kind of like happening that you don't really notice until you watch it a couple times. So there's like symbolism. In this case, you point this out on social media. A lot of other people did as well. There's some real like parallels to the Otis video with this video, mm-hmm. right?
Agreed.
Except with his dad this time instead of Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
He went from his big brother to his dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's a simple video, but it's like, it's easy to rewatch it.
Yep.
It's got a really interesting and kind of poignant slide at the end of it where he like talks about how he told his dad, you know, how many acres he owned. And his dad just replies, a black man?
Mm-hmm.
Because 4,000 acres in Wyoming, that's a lot of acres.
That's a lot.
I'm not surprised with the video. I don't know if that's going to like... I mean, Follow God did the best out of all the songs in terms of like individual on the charts. It was like number 7 on Billboard after the first week. I don't know how much... I don't know how... Like, what kind of legs that song is going to have. But yeah. I think out of everything off of Jesus is King, it has the best chance right now at having legs.
Mm-hmm. It's the most traditionally Kanye song on the project.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, you know, if people talk about missing the old Kanye, that's the old Kanye. Sample drums.
Sure.
Rapidy raps and quick quips.
I guess that's about right. Yeah. Kanye's chugging along. No word on a tour yet.
Not yet. Yeah, I do want him to get out of the form. I want him to get out the form.
Well, what they're going to have to figure out how to do is how to, because I assume the form, well, this is an interesting question. I mean, is the form, what they've been doing there, like in the center, is that basically going to be the model for what they do?
I would assume so. And it seems like they're perfecting it at the form.
Right. I mean, so then what they got to figure out next is like, because this was the problem with Yeezus, right? It's like, okay, this looks good in one spot, but can you quickly get this packed up every night and go from there? I mean, I think...
It doesn't look like much.
Well, right. I was going to say, I think Pablo, the way that he did that was very much a sort of response to like how complicated the Yeezus setup was.
Yep.
Where Pablo was like, fine, I'm going to be on a grate hanging from the ceiling and that thing might move. But like, you know...
And here's some lights.
Right. Very, very, a very different kind of show. So yeah, but they gotta perfect the logistics of it, so that they can very easily and hopefully cheaply. Because I think that was another thing is that Yeezus show was expensive. You know, like a lot of big trucks to move stuff around and everything. So
big truck series,
volume 3. Yeah. So yeah. Anything else really going on with Kanye?
Did you see he came out at Astroworld? We talked about the shoes.
He came out at Astroworld. Was he at Flognaw too? Or was it just Astroworld?
No, just Astroworld.
Just Astroworld, yeah.
Okay, two things. Because one, after I said he should get out of the form, I think I saw somewhere where this Sunday service is going to be at Lakewood.
Yeah, he's going to see Big Bang Joel Osteen.
Oh boy, yep. I want to see what Joel Osteen looks like in the morning.
You think he's somebody who takes a lot of work to get ready?
1,000,000%.
You don't think, but that just means he's up at 3.
I just want to see him wake up like his hair does not move, and I venture to believe that he sleeps sitting up. Like how black girls used to do when they would get their hair done and they would sleep on their arm to avoid messing up their hair. Joel Osteen 100% has some sort of machine that keeps him right side up, or he sleeps like a conehead.
It's not a wig, is it?
Could be a wig. Very possible it's a wig. Because he could very well be an android.
You're not a Joel Osteen fan, I'm guessing?
Not that I'm not a fan. Like, I don't hate him the way other people do. You know, you have to categorize people. And so when Joel Osteen is for a certain demographic of people, and that's who he serves. So great. So I'm not one of those people, but I do know people who have sat under him, who have at the worst or at the least, like, you know, listened to his sermons regularly, and, you know, they're blessed by him. So, okay, cool. I know a decent chunk of his teaching is not necessarily scriptural. So people have that beef with him. That's the biggest beef with him. So yeah. Okay. A lot of pastors get stuff wrong in scripture, but that's a whole other conversation. But, I'm curious to see what it's going to look like. Is that church bigger than the Forum? It can't be, right?
I doubt it. Let's see. Was it Lakewood?
Yeah.
It's about the same size. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
It's, 16,800.
Sheesh. Goodness gracious. That's crazy. That is nuts. Okay. All right. Well, at least we know it. Because I was thinking about it, like, and we need to move on because I said we weren't going to be on Kanye. Does he announce the tour, or does he just, like, show up and people are like, hey, he's going to be here this week. Get your tickets.
I think he still announces it.
And he's keeping these ticket prices really, really low. There are people who are complaining and saying that he's selling the gospel, but like nosebleeds are 20 and like lower bowl is 40. Like, come on.
Yeah, that it won't be that way for the tour.
I was going to say, like, come on. I don't know. What was the other thing that we were talking about? Oh, Astroworld. Okay, so really interesting. I'll send you the video. So he comes out at Astroworld. He performs Follow God. Crowd goes crazy. He is completely Kanye in the moment. He's rapping, bouncing up and down, mic super close to his face, like all in it. The next clip, he performs Can't Tell Me Nothing. He starts to rap along with it. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent it on a necklace. He stopped himself in the middle of spent that on a necklace.
Yeah.
And he drops the mic.
He hadn't thought about that yet.
Correct.
Mm.
Or right. I feel like he just caught it in real time. I'm sure Travis or somebody was real adamant, like, please, you got to perform this. I know you don't do this, but you got to perform it. You got it. And Kanye was like, all right, sure. And he does it. And he's just like, nah. And Travis ends up performing the song. Kanye still dances and kind of mouths the lyrics a little bit, but he is not all in it the way that he was with Follow God. I thought that was very telling and very interesting.
I am in no way surprised.
Me neither. Just, you know. Just further proof. Just
yeah. I mean, I think that's a case of, I wonder, I bet you he probably thought to himself, I can figure it out on the fly.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that. And I also feel like there may be, no. I was going to say there may be some things that he just hasn't considered yet, but he's obviously considered Can't Tell Me Nothing. He's had to at least gone through the hits and said, what can I flip? And I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like, couldn't you just make like a couple changes to Can't Tell Me Nothing and have it be like, sure, I was like that, but now I'm better. I don't know. I feel like that, you know, some of these songs would be interesting to see if he feels like he has to like change every line, or is he going to allow him, or is he going to allow it to be like this whole message and then try to have like the switcheroo on the hook? Do you know what I mean?
The switcheroo.
The okie doke.
Yeah. The razzmatazz. Yeah, maybe. I was listening to Jesus King, and the next song they played after was Good Life.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fun.
Yeah, you told me. Yeah, you had talked about that.
Oh, did
one,
I say that already?
I think you
okay,
might
my
have.
Bad.
Yeah.
No,
it's all good. It's all good.
All right, let's move on then, because we're duplicating topics. We got a lot of things to talk about.
We want to talk about next. Want to save all these projects for the end?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Disney Plus.
Sure. What do you want to know?
Are you a kid again?
So, if you have Verizon Unlimited, data plan, which I do, then you get Disney Plus for free for a year.
Yeah. So my girl has that, and I told her, and she's like, "Oh yeah, they sent the text message." Well, then why didn't you sign up?
So, this morning, woke up, signed up.
Got yourself a gun?
Absolutely immediately, went and scrolled through, and I was like, all right. So, I really just wanted to run through some theme songs for some classic shows.
Okay.
DuckTales, Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers, Tailspin.
Yep.
They're all there. Mm-hmm. Was it Tailspin? I feel like Tailspin or Chip and Dale was startling because it's in HD.
Oh, it's actually HD.
Yeah, like they went and like rescanned it or something, and it's so clear. You're like, oh God.
Because I heard that they did not do that for The Simpsons.
The Simpsons. So when The Simpsons appeared on what was it? It was called FXX, which was like a streaming app that Fox had for a while. Yep. So they put all The Simpsons there, and initially they were in. The older episodes that were not in widescreen, right? The ones that were the old school 4:3 ratio. What they had done is they had like cropped and zoomed to make it fit widescreen. And so you're missing some of the stuff on the outside of the frame.
Oh, no.
That's what they did originally for FXX. People complained. And then they give you an option to do either.
Mm.
And so Disney Plus has launched with the cropped and the zoomed in. I'm assuming they've already heard from people. I'm guessing they will be rolling that change out.
Okay.
But there's a lot on Disney Plus, man. There is a lot.
Yeah, I saw somebody's like screen and was like, really?
You can go through. This is genius, and Netflix should steal this. You can browse by decade.
Nice.
So you can go through and you can just like it's kind of buried because you tap on search. I'm looking on my phone right now. And then there's like a through the decades. And then you can go and you're like looking at and it does it in chronological order. So like you're looking at the 90s and it's like, oh, right. It's like, this is my childhood right here, right? It's like DuckTales, the movie, Tailspin, The Rocketeer. Oh my God, The Rocketeer, Darkwing Duck, Home Alone 2. It's like all this stuff, you know, it's just, it's like a crazy amount. It's like, it's everything. But also like, yeah, tons of movies, but like they have all of Boy Meets World. They have,
hey,
I know, but it's just, it's so so much stuff, but there's like there's a lot of stuff that I know I'm gonna watch that I loved as a kid that I'm gonna go back and watch and I'm gonna be like, I don't know.
I did that with Salute Your Shorts this summer.
Oh yeah, like I'm definitely gonna. I'm looking at it right now. I'm definitely gonna watch. Remember Blank Check?
Of course. Dunstan.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm definitely gonna go and watch. Preston Waters.
Preston Dunstan. Preston.
Yeah, I get it. But it's Blank Check in HD. Like, have I ever seen Blank Check in HD? Probably not. Did I watch it all the time as a kid? Yes. Is it probably going to be terrible? Probably. But Disney Plus, man, there's a lot. There's just a lot. It's if you don't have a way to get it for free, it's like $6.99 a month, $69 a year, or you could do the ESPN Plus, Hulu, Disney Plus bundle.
The bundle is nice.
It's 12, what, like $11.99, $12.99?
I think $12.99, yeah.
$12.99 for those three services. It's a pretty good deal. And you know, like a lot of the stuff in there is in 4K. You can download the Disney Plus stuff to your devices so you can watch them like offline on an airplane. Like,
nice.
They went all the way in.
Nice. Out the gate. $6.99 is a great price.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, and like when I did the Verizon like free for a year thing, they actually, I mean, they give you credit for the free month trial too. So like the text message I got back from Verizon said, you'll start getting a bill from Disney Plus if you haven't canceled on December 11th. I was like, wow, okay.
Wow.
December 11th next year. I was like,
wow.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Jeez.
I mean, I've only watched a little bit of things on there. I haven't watched it's called The Mandalorian, which is like the Star Wars original show. I'm a big Star Wars guy. I haven't had a chance to watch that yet. I had to hold off and because Marissa wanted to see it too. But I sort of jumped around, watched, you know, was looking at a couple things, and yeah, this just it's a lot.
Do we want to have the this is too much streaming services conversation?
I mean, right now we're sort of in like this is the time when it's like, okay, Netflix laid down the template, right? Improved that it could be super successful. Mm-hmm. They immediately, like, starting with House of Cards, and like it's just a runaway freight train over the past couple of years. They have like done their own shows and their own movies.
Yes,
because they knew that this kind of moment was coming.
Yeah,
because for a long time, like the old school Netflix, I mean, I call it old school Netflix, right? But it's true. Like when Netflix streaming first came out, it was just a bunch of other people's stuff.
Yeah, they had everything.
Well, kind of. They had weird stuff.
Yeah, I mean, everything. They had a lot. They had a whole lot.
They had a whole lot. Yes.
They didn't have original content. Not like that.
No, and it was also like it was super random. And sometimes you'd get hits, and sometimes you wouldn't get hits. And it'd be like, remember this weird movie? Well, it's streaming for free. Remember when Netflix was free with the DVD subscription?
Yes.
Right, and then eventually, of course, that turned. But like once it became clear that like streaming was profitable, like this day was going to come. Right. The problem is like everybody thinks they're Disney.
Yeah.
Right. So like NBC is going to launch like a whole network, and HBO is launching a whole network, and like a whole nother network. And Apple's got Apple Plus, which, you know, right now it's a handful of original shows and it's not doing much else. But I think most of the people who have it are people who bought an Apple product, because if you bought an Apple product this year, you got it for free for a year. Mm-hmm. So they still have to prove themselves. I think to me, it's the sort of thing where it's like, this is all still shaken out, right? Like nobody knows exactly what's going to happen just yet. There's going to be some losers, right? Like some of these streaming services are going to fold. Yeah. But you know, they got tired of seeing Netflix like take their lunch money basically. And you know, not to get too political, but it used to be for a lot, like the way that Hollywood worked in like the 30s and 40s, up until the 30s and 40s, I should say, was it was totally vertically integrated. So the movie studios signed actors not to like make a movie for me, but you are going to work for the studio and you're just going to make as many movies as I tell you to make. And then they also owned the theaters, and they owned the entire like vertical distribution up and down the pipe, right? Mm-hmm. They owned it all. And our government decided, it was like, no, that's like a monopoly. Like that's, we need to break that up, right? And so that's what created sort of the quote unquote like golden age of Hollywood that emerged in like the late 60s and into the 70s with like new directors doing different stuff, because it was this whole like, oh, well, directors are over here and, you know, studios are trying to go after them, and then the theaters can show what they want. Like it was a totally different kind of scenario. But over time, over the last 30 years, we've come back to being more concentrated. Mm-hmm. So as long as we're going to be in this area where like, it's not even allowed, but encouraged, because, you know, if you're a publicly traded company, the stock market is encouraging this, because the stock market and Netflix's success there is like why Netflix has money. So like they're going to keep encouraging this. And so like you're going to see even more of this stuff, maybe even more consolidation. That's the interesting thing to me, right? Like at some point, do we get to the tipping point where like people look at all this streaming stuff? And I saw the tweet you had earlier, you know, we were talking about this on Twitter earlier today, where it's like, is this too much? Mm-hmm. Right. I think you can get to the point now where like, I think the last real holdout, ESPN Plus is an interesting step, but like the last real holdout is like full on live sports in a streaming service, like the real stuff, like real ESPN, right?
Yeah.
Along with real NFL. Like the fact that, I mean, it's because of their DirecTV contract, but like, you know, the NFL would love to go direct, would love to do Sunday Ticket and sell that to people, you know what I mean? Like yeah. Directly, and just have an app for that. Like that day is kind of coming.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think we'll get to a point where people are going to look at this and go, all right, there's like 15 really popular streaming services and they all cost like 10 bucks a month or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe I only need like 7 or 8 of them.
Yep.
And now I've got my own custom mega cable equivalent, but it's my stuff. It's my bubble,
it's
like social media.
It's the closest we get to a la carte.
Well, it is kind of a la carte, just in a really strange way. It's not a la carte shows. I mean, because iTunes tried that, but like only, I mean, the only reason, and you could get like your shows on DVD and stuff like that. But like we're quickly getting out of that. Right now it's more like, how many services do you want to piece together? And for like a lot of people, I mean, that's the thing, right? Like, you know, the most cost effective thing that is going to be on the market is this bundle. It's Disney Plus, it's Hulu with ads, and it's ESPN Plus, and it's $12.99, and it's not everything, but it's a heck of a mix.
It's enough. It's enough for a decent percentage of households.
Well, and if they really want to, they could go. I mean, I have to wonder if they're willing to do that with a bundle. What would they do if they like, oh, you want to upgrade to Hulu with live TV?
That's what I need.
Right. Get that bundle with Hulu for live TV. And all of a sudden, that is cheaper than cable.
Mm-hmm.
And for a lot of people, that's probably enough.
Yep. 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 But again, all you need is your parents' login.
if you're lucky enough to have, you know, someone else's cable login, then it is a wonderful time to be alive.
The only thing I would say is that it is very first world inconvenient to switch in and out of apps. So for example, like, so my parents have Xfinity. So the Xfinity app does not work on my
because you're not on an Xfinity network.
100%.
Right.
So I have to download each station's individual app. So let's say on Wednesdays, when I want to flip back and forth with the Wednesday Night Wars, I have to open up my USA app. And if there's a match or if there's something that I don't want to watch, I have to exit out, scroll over to TNT, load that up, and then let that run too. It's inconvenient versus a cable TV that would just let me hit back or last on the remote.
Yeah, I mean, the closest that, so, I mean, Apple tried to do something about this, right? So Apple has the TV app on their Apple TV, which attempts to pull together stuff from various apps that you have downloaded to your Apple TV. The problem is that it's optional and Netflix refuses to play along because Netflix does not want you alongside other shows. Netflix wants you in the Netflix app.
Mm-hmm.
So I think everybody, it's funny. It's Apple's problem right now. I mean, first of all, they shouldn't be spending all this money on Apple TV Plus. It's stupid. But anyway, their problem is basically the record labels think that they gave up too much when they allowed the iTunes Music Store to exist. And so all these rich people who run these companies, the lesson they took away from that is don't let Apple do something like that for TV.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make it too easy, basically. And so Netflix is not going to play along. And there's some other ones that don't play along, you know, super nicely. Some do, some don't. So if it's not fully complete, then it's not good enough. And then nobody uses it that way. But that was the attempt. The attempt was, listen, have all the apps downloaded, but you're going to go to this one, like mega, like one master app, one meta app on your TV, and everything's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, if Netflix won't play along and if this other app won't play along, then like, you can't do it.
Right.
So, because it's an attention-based economy now. And like Netflix is not selling you shows. They are selling you like they want you to never leave the Netflix app.
Correct.
So there you go. So you're gonna try out Disney Plus?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course. Of course. I mean, I don't use any of the other apps that I have. I've become the parent with the login. My daughter just texted me last week and asked for my Hulu. You know, my girl got a smart TV as a present, and I just used all my logins to set her TV up because she has a daughter and she's going to use that stuff way more than me. I'm just, if my TV is on 9 times out of 10, I'm watching YouTube. I probably should just cancel all of my stuff and pay for YouTube because that's what I use far and away the most.
Do you have YouTube Red or whatever it's called?
No.
So you should just, I mean, that would probably make your life way better.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yep. 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 I don't watch any of that stuff. Or I would keep Netflix because I don't know of any account that has the 4K option. Any other account that I would get would be the standard. And watching Planet Earth on a 4K TV with a regular Netflix, oh my God, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. That is one nice thing. Like, there's a lot of stuff on this Disney Plus that's 4K. I don't have a 4K TV yet. They're going to push me over the line at some point.
You just need to get your, you just, now's the time for you to get an OLED.
I've thought about it.
Just get your OLED, man.
They're not cheap, man. They're not cheap. Also,
a good one.
Also, like, I think my worry about getting an OLED is my windows are directly across from the TV.
Mm-hmm, they are.
And so that is not ideal for an OLED.
Yeah, I dealt with that. My last TV was a plasma. That was not fun.
Yeah, so, like, I really feel, I don't know, I feel like there are some really nice, like, 4K LEDs that I could look at.
Yeah.
I'm interested. I got my eye on a Sony. Some nice Sonys. Anyway.
Yes, there are.
Anything else you want to talk about in terms of TV?
Nah, we've been on this way too long. Let's move on.
You want to talk about your man Drake?
Yes. Let's get into it.
Oh, man. Aubrey Graham. Well.
Boy, oh, boy.
I think the youths have canceled him. Is that what happened?
Yes.
I'm kidding.
His career is over. He can't get any more money in this town. He is washed up. He does not. I definitely saw some posts that said he does not have his pulse on the youth. Yeah, it's over.
Well, that's it for him. You should just pack up. Okay, so what happened this weekend?
Excuse me. So Camp Flognaw was this weekend.
Yeah.
That is Tyler, the Creator's annual music fest. Super successful. And from what I understand, the Flyers headliners were question marks.
Yeah.
There were multiple question marks. So Tyler performs and Tyler says, hey, you know, I want to bring out some of my friends. So ASAP Rocky comes out. He's one of the question marks. He does two records. He leaves. Then he's like, I want to bring another friend out. I believe it was Lil Uzi Vert. Comes out, does two records, leaves. Then he says, I'm going to bring out another friend. Drake comes out. Drake apparently starts and says, I'm doing two records. He does two records. And then he says, do you guys want me to keep going? And the audience first is like, yeah, sure. So he does a couple more records. You want me to keep going? He does another record. Do you want me to keep going? By this point, he gets booed. The reason why they're booing him is because a large chunk of the audience believe that one of those question marks was your man, Franklin Oceanic.
My man.
Yes. You like Blonde.
It's true. It's a really good album.
That's your man.
It's my man.
This was not the case, as Franklin was never scheduled to perform. And ultimately, Drake is like, hey, do y'all want me to keep going? And apparently, like, it was the crowd in the front that was very loud and vocal, like, no. And Drake called it. My name is Drake. Thank you guys for having me. Have a good night. And apparently, it is the end of Drake's career.
This is a really good example to me of really just how, like, a narrative can take hold that's just, like, just so not the truth, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Like, to read the headlines the next day, you'd think that he got, like, a Donald Trump-sized boo.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, he was ran off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's not exactly what happened. You know what I mean? Like, there were some people who booed, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It was, it seemed pretty poorly run. Like, sorry, Tyler and whoever was, like, run on his end, but, like, the idea that you're putting artists out there and they're just sort of like on the fly figuring out how many songs they want to do strikes me as bizarre. But maybe they're like, it's Drake. Drake does whatever he wants. I don't know. Seems kind of weird. I think there's a real danger when you do like a festival where it's an expensive ticket and you're like, surprise guests.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're someone like Tyler, who's proven that he can get big name guests.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
There was one, like, so I think the first year that Marissa and I went to Eau Claire, like, the big rumor was that, like, oh, is Kanye coming? Because that's like Justin Vernon. That was his dude, you know?
Okay.
Kanye wasn't anywhere near there.
Yeah.
But, like, they didn't squash the rumor mill, right? And then
they played to it, yeah.
Well, not even that. Then it was like, was it the third year or the fourth year of the festival? I can't remember. But they did a set. They had the entire set list. The entire, like, lineup was a surprise.
Mm.
And they were just like, everybody show up. And, like, we're going to surprise you. That was a bad idea. It was a terrible idea. Terrible. Number one.
How was the lineup?
It was fine. It was kind of weird. There was problems. Two big problems. Number one. You're asking people to set aside festival money for something they don't know what they're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
Problem number two is that, like, the rumor mill is so powerful, but like you have to actively squash the rumor. Like this is a, this applies like all across life, right? Like if you're like a manager at your job and you don't realize, like you have to realize that part of your job is to know what your like employees are gossiping about. And like, if it's not true, squash it, because people will make up, like if you don't give them information, they don't just sit there and go, well, I'm not gonna, it's not like people are like, oh, okay, well, I don't know anything. Fine. I'll wait. No, people make it up. People, yeah. Like people's brains go into overdrive. Oh, well, what if it's this? Well, what if it's this? Like if it's at work, people, like if there's like rumors of a layoff, people assume the absolute worst. And if it's a thing like a concert, it's the opposite. People assume the absolute best. They're like, oh, well, if he's not telling us, it's gotta be X, Y, and Z. So like they didn't manage expectations well at all. Like if there was a rumor online, which apparently there was a rumor online that, you know, Frank was going to be there. Like they have to make it super clear it's not Frank. Mm-hmm. Especially at a thing where like those people weren't there for Kanye.
Right.
But they got Kanye, but it was short. Mm-hmm. Like they weren't there for Drake. And I think if Drake would have come out and done a focused like two song little like hit, it would have been fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But instead, it would like meandered and it was, and there was a mismatch of expectations. But like, that's not the narrative, right? The narrative is, oh, you know, Drake's finished.
Sort of.
You don't. Where am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. I think that narrative took hold until about midday. Okay. And I think when Tyler responded and basically lashed out at his audience, scolded his audience for how they treated Drake. And I think that, you know, it's weird. Like, so there's like a reverse cancel culture. And it's not a harsh cancel culture. It's like the let people enjoy things brigade. And they've been very vocal in the last 6 months. So anytime somebody comes at somebody for something that isn't like just inherently evil, there are an equally loud amount of people who are like, come on. And the come ons, they came out.
I don't follow.
What do you mean? What don't you follow?
This opposite. What are you talking about?
So what I'm saying is by the, so after Tyler came out and scolded his audience for acting like that, there were also people who were out and were like, why did you guys boo Drake? You know, Drake, I can't believe it. Drake performed Feel No Ways. That song's amazing. You know, you guys are so entitled. Nobody said Frank was coming. You know, that was nobody's expectation but your own, et cetera, et cetera. That voice grew louder by the end of the day. Yeah. To where now, as you said in our text message thread, like, is this even going to matter in 2 weeks? The better question is, does it even matter today?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
No, it doesn't matter.
For Drake to post what he posted on Instagram after that just completely squashed it. Like, it's over now.
Yeah, he'll use it. And I saw someone tweet about this. He'll have a bar about this on his next project for sure.
Sure. I think he does Camp Flognaw next year.
Probably. Yeah. And he'll get cheered.
Yep. Yep.
We hope you enjoyed Side A of this week's episode. Please check out Side B at clockradiospeakers.com.